Jesus is trying to save your life. He told me to tell you that today. When he brings correction, it's because he loves you. Revelation 3:19. He corrects those that he loves. He loves you, and he's trying to prepare you for that day that you stand before him. He doesn't want to say, "Away from me, I never knew you." Let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you for this word. We thank you that you are bringing us to that place where we can see that you're telling us things to come. I thank you that every person today that is listening would hear the importance of what you're saying. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he said he would tell us things to come, that the Holy Spirit would come and live on the inside of us. He would remind us of the things that he said and tell us things to come. And him reminding us of what he said over and over again is so important because we don't get it, because we forget, because we're not paying attention. Just like in the day of Noah, they were not paying attention until Noah actually got on the ark and it started raining. Jesus said if we're not doing what he said in Matthew 24, when he comes, it'll be for us like in the day of Noah. And blessed are those who are doing what he said to the point of excellence. Blessed are those who are doing what he said to the point of excellence. That's what we should be doing. But we're hemming and hawing around. We're not doing what he said. We forget. We're distracted. And that's the enemy's plan. Jesus is on your side. He said in Revelation 3:19, I correct those that I love. I correct you because I love you, because I'm trying to get you to that place where you want to go. Because I'm trying to get you there. I know you want to move in with me, but you don't understand the things that are in the way. And that really is just our disobedience. He's reminding us of the things that he said to us. He's telling us things to come. He's telling us over and over in the Word the things that are going to come. He brings to your mind those things that you need to be reminded of. Don't ignore it. That's what he's saying. Don't ignore it. Don't ignore what he said. Because he's going to have to say, I didn't know you, you who practice lawlessness. What he's telling you to do, he's not trying to take things from you, but he's trying to save your life. He wants to give you eternal life. He wants you to move in with him. And so that's why he's correcting you. That's why he's telling you the truth. He's not telling you what you want to hear, because what you want to hear isn't going to save your soul. What you want to hear is going to take you to hell. You know, he said, we're not taking him seriously. We look at the word, we hear it, like in Matthew 7:21-23, not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, I don't like to hear that. I hear people say, oh, I don't want to hear that. That is so scary. Well, examine yourself. Make sure it doesn't happen to you. Many on that day are going to say, but, find out now. He's living on the inside of you if you asked him, if you heed his voice, Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:19, let's go there. He said that he corrects those that he loves. Revelation 3:20, he's knocking at the door of your heart. And if you would heed his voice, he would come and live on the inside of you. So it's all about obedience. Obeying him is not a work like some people think. We can't think on our own. We have to think what he thinks. And so, verse 23, no matter what you think you did that is good, if you didn't practice what he said, you're practicing lawlessness. And he's going to say, I didn't know you. He told the five foolish virgins, I'm not acquainted with you. They weren't getting ready. They weren't getting ready. Jesus is warning us, I'm coming and you're not getting ready. You got to get ready. He's not fooling around here. He loves you. That's why he's telling you the truth. He's correcting you because he loves you. He wants you to have eternal life with him. He doesn't want you to have a misconception of what he's talking about. So when you let him correct you, when you heed his voice, he's going to come and live on the inside of you. And he's going to teach you and guide you. We need to be led by him, not someone's opinion. If you're living by someone's opinion, then you're going to miss it. You can't depend on a man. It's easy to ignore him while you're here if you're not thinking about the consequences. It's easy to ignore him and think, or it may seem easy and comfortable to think, well, God is good. I'm saved by grace. That's a work. All those things that you're thinking are not true. And you know that if you look at the Word. If you look at the Word, you will be convicted of that lie that you're thinking. If you ask Jesus, he will tell you. Or maybe you're thinking, well, he doesn't talk to me. When he gets quiet, it's because you've ignored him. In other words, you're saying, I don't want to hear what you have to say. If he's quiet, you're not listening. And then when you say you're ready to listen, if you do, you're going to be amazed at what he was thinking while you were ignoring him, because he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you, I told you to do this, this, and this, and you haven't done any of them. Or maybe you go to him and say, why isn't this happening? I asked you, and you didn't answer this prayer. And he's going to say, because you didn't do what I said. You have to remember what the Word says. If you abide in me, I abide in you. If you do what I tell you, then you can ask what you will, and it will be done for you. And you'll be glorifying the Father. If we're not glorifying the Father here, then you can for sure know that on that day, he's going to say, I didn't know you. We have to bring glory to his name. He's getting us ready. If you ask him for a list, he's going to give you a list of the things that you haven't done. He will. He won't overwhelm you. He'll give you a few at a time. He'll give you a few at a time. He'll give you what you can handle. And then ask him to help you to remember that you need to be working on that list. When you're working on what he said, as I mentioned, then you're doing what he said. But not to use that as an excuse while I'm working on it, but working on it means doing it. Doing what he said to do. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. This is so vital. This is so important. This is your eternal life. You can't ignore him. Just like those in the day of Noah, they ignored what Noah was doing. He was building an ark. It took him 100 years. And they ignored him. They ignored the truth. And so many are doing that now. I look around, I see it everywhere. You speak the truth to them and it just goes right over their head. They don't want to hear it. Because they don't agree with it. Because they don't look at the word. Because they don't ask Jesus to correct them. Or when he does, they ignore it. You can get away with that for a little while, but when you stand before him that day, and why do you want to know then? You want to know now if you're right with him or not. I hope he doesn't come now. I hope he doesn't come now. I pray that he doesn't come now. And in fact, he said he's waiting. He doesn't want to come yet. He's long-suffering while he waits for us to get it together. 2 Peter 3. The five foolish virgins, they thought he was going to open the door. They wouldn't have knocked on the door. And he said, I'm not acquainted with you. They weren't getting ready. The five wise virgins were getting ready. Blessed are those who are getting ready. Because you're getting ready for Jesus. He's coming. And you're getting ready. You're doing what he said. He's trying to save your life. He said to tell you that. I'm trying to save your life. I'm not trying to be your dictator. I'm trying to show you what you need to do to enter into the kingdom of heaven, to live with him. We have to be like him. We have to be recreated in his likeness. He's coming for a bride without spot or wrinkle. You're not going to get the spots and wrinkles out when he gets here. He's ironing them out now as you obey him. You're becoming purified. He's showing you who he is. And then you become like him. You become pure and holy and beautiful. And it's good. It's the opposite of evil. You know, I think some people look at being pure and holy as, oh, holier than thou kind of thing, and I'm not perfect, and I can't be perfect, and I'm glad you are, and I don't want to be around you because you make me feel bad. And the reason you make them feel bad is because they're being convicted of their sin, but they're turning Jesus away. And if you turn him away, then he has to turn you away that day. There's no choice. And that's why he's not here yet, because he knows you don't get that. But he's reaching out everywhere. He's giving final warnings. But you got to pay attention. You got to hear. And you know what? There's nothing that you can't do. With him living on the inside of you, he's going to empower you to do his will. Of course you can't do it by yourself. Of course not. That's why he gave up his life. For you and for me. So we could do it. His power in us. Anything he tells you to do, your part is to say, yes, Lord. And then he'll do the rest. He'll do it. He'll do it in you. It'll be no problem. He can handle it. You'll be able to do it because you just said yes. You surrendered. You repented. You'll be able to do it. Him in you. His power in you. You'll be able to do what he said. And as you do, you'll grow closer and closer to him and have more and more understanding and want what he has for you. You know, living in sin is living with vices. It's living with things controlling you, which really make you miserable, because it's to the place, you get to the place where you have to have things. And that's not where he wants you. He wants to set you free. And when you know that truth, it'll set you free. When you know he's trying to set you free, you're going to come in agreement with him. When you have a revelation knowledge of hell is really real and he really meant what he said, then you might start paying attention. I would advise you to. It's really real and you don't want to live there and you want him to show you that. You want him to show you the reality of that. Let's pray that. Jesus, make it real to us. every single heart. I'm asking for revelation knowledge, that they would know that you're only trying to do good. You're only trying to do good. You're correcting us so we know, so we can move in with you. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us truth. Thank you for telling us the truth, because you want to save our life. We submit to you. We love you, praise you. We give you all the glory. Just let him show you the truth and then go with it. He doesn't want you to stand before him that day and him have to say, I didn't know you. I'm not acquainted with you. I can't open the door. You ignored me. This is how we move in with him, is to surrender, submit, and agree. And then also live well here. You know, people think they're ready for him. And, you know, one of the things most people totally ignore is to do his work. To do his will is to do his work. He said, if you believe in me, you're going to do what I was doing and even more. But we have all kinds of excuses why we can't do it. You know, maybe you do everything else Jesus tells you to do, but you don't do that. You break one law, you break all the law. If you believe in him, then you're going to do what he said. That's what he said. If you believe in me, you're going to do what I was doing, and even more, even greater. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.